Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First Membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Sing it note for note, don't worry. Be happy.
There you go. Don't worry, be happy today. That's what our theme is. The Wisp has got a frown on his face. He has still not been able to download. We started this at 6 o'clock. In fact, I started at 5 with him, and he still cannot get his double vax pass on his phone, and it is annoying him.
I'm going to do it the Johnny Epping way this morning. That's what I'm going to
do. Well, you don't need a laminated thing around
your neck. I'm going to have a laminated pass, and I'm going to wear it on a lanyard around my neck.
Well, that's because he's got one of those old bricks. You have, Georgie, let's ask Georgie Samios. Hey, Georgie, good morning. Have you got your pass on your phone?
I've been ready to go with that with weeks. I'm not sure what's going on with the Wisp. No wonder you're getting paid more, Gary, because you've got these things under control.
Oh, he's got a person that does it all for him, George.
No, I haven't. I did it.
I'm sure he does.
His personal valet does everything for him.
Now, what have you got planned today, Georgie? There are people all over Melbourne who have got lunches and dinners and been lucky enough to get a booking at a little restaurant or a pub. What have you got planned?
Oh, I've got a few things planned because obviously working in the wine industry, a connection to the hospitality industry is very important. And so I've got a series of stops through today to say g'day to a few of my favourite publicans and venues. And then I finish off tonight at the Auburn Hotel in Hawthorne for a nice meal with the family.
Beautiful.
Big day plan.
Jeez, I tell you, we're getting a lot of messaging coming through that your recommendations are very hard to find in the bottle shops.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. We do try to pick things that are available in as many stores as possible, but hopefully it's because people are picking them up. So thank you for the feedback.
Well, last week's was a belter. The Wisp sent me a text and said, yeah, I got it through. I've been searching ever since. It was the Tempranillo Grenache.
Graciano.
Brown Brothers.
Tempranillo Graciano. Yeah, no, it's a good wine. Very good wine. I had some feedback from people as well.
Where do you get it?
I've never had those two varieties. I think most of the major bottle shops had it. I think if you look through Dan Murphy's, and I certainly picked it up at a local IGA a few weeks back ago, and that's reminded me how good it was. So I'll just have a look around.
100% strike rate, they're saying here for Georgie so far on his wine recommendations. And also, I tell you what, the recipe last week. What have you got for us this week?
Well, I think I'm going to go back to an old classic way to cook a roast chicken, but I'll put a wine spin on it because obviously I'm a wine person. I don't know if you guys have ever cooked a chicken using a beer can on the barbecue or in the oven.
No, I haven't. No, I've never done that, but I've seen it. Is it worth a while?
It is worth a while. So you need a fresh chicken, clean it nicely on the insides.
Yep.
And, then get yourself a beer can and halve it. So get it, drink about half of the beer and leave it half full. And then you've got to sit it in the oven, or if you've got a barbecue with a very high hood, put it on the barbecue, but turn the middle burner off and just have the outside burners on for the heat so you don't burn the chicken. But
The chicken's dead, obviously.
Yes, the chicken has been killed.
Yep. It's been killed, thank you, Tim. Gary. I'm going to assume that we're cooking in the oven. You're going to set it to 200 degrees. You're going to sit the chicken on top of the beer can, and you're going to use the legs almost to be like the tripod to hold it upright.
George, can I hold you up there? Do you put the beer can inside the cavity of the chicken?
Correct. It sits on the cavity. It's the cavity of the chicken sits on top of the beer can. That is open, remember?
Right, so it sits down on top, so it's almost standing up. You've got a chook standing up in your oven.
And it's dead.
That's right. And I normally base the chicken with just a little bit of oil, salt and pepper, but you can put thyme, you can put any spices on there. But I just like salt and pepper and olive oil. 200 degrees. It's going to take about an hour, but if you want to test if it's cooked, get yourself a thermometer, and you need chicken to be at about 75 degrees Celsius. So what happens is that the beer inside the can acts as the moisture inside the chicken and keeps the chicken nice and moist, but the outside of the skin is beautiful and greasy and crispy. Mm-hmm. But I don't use beer in the beer can. I empty the beer can and I put sparkling wine in there.
Ah.
But you can use soft drink, You can use mineral water. Basically, you just need a liquid. But if the liquid has got flavour, a la beer or a la sparkling wine, it adds a different dimension to the chicken. It is so juicy and tender. Seriously, you'll be dribbling, Tim.
I'm already dribbling.
Get a bit of a tinny taste to it or not?
No. And just be careful when you take it out of the oven that you've got to let it sit for a bit and then use a glove or something just to pull the can out of the bottom because that will be hot, of course. But all the liquid would have evaporated.
Yeah. The chicken wobbling all over the place after all that beer, George, or...
Well, use mid-strength for those that can't handle it.
Yeah. Hey, my favourite TV chef of all time is Jamie Oliver. He was cooking a chook the other day, and he does this thing where, you know, where just above the cavity, he sort of separates the skin from the flesh of the chicken and then sort of shoves some butter and herbs and stuff like that inside there.
Oh, I do that.
And as it cooks, it sort of just spreads through underneath the skin, between the skin and the flesh of the chicken, and comes out absolutely magnificently.
Yeah, that's right. And you can do this even with the recipe I've just gone through, that if you want to go to the effort of stuffing something in under the skin and adds more flavour to it. But the good thing about this, what they call beer can chicken, but I, of course, call it wine can chicken, is it's pretty easy to do. You just whack it in the oven and leave it in there for an hour and make sure it's cooked and then serve it with whatever. And it's just the tenderness of the chicken, because you've got to be careful with chicken, as you know. You can overcook it pretty easily. But it's beautiful.
Yes.
Well, hey, why don't we start? This is a suggestion from Pat and Cremorne at George Samios Wine Club, and the members get the wine recommendation before it goes live on a Friday. I like the sound of that.
He's an ideas man. All right, we'll have to think about that one. That's good. Everyone's up and about today on Freedom
Day. They are up and about, Georgie, and they want your recommendations, and they say you have not missed. So let's go put a few down.
All right, well, I've got two today, actually, because I think we should have a bottle of sparkling to celebrate Freedom Day. Yes. And I think I've said it for the last year or so that I'm a massive fan of Tasmanian sparkling wine. So I think we should get a bottle of Jantz. It's J-A-N-S-Z. It's a Chardonnay Pinot Noir blend, but it is a sparkling wine. So those two varieties are the two classic varieties we use in sparkling. And then for a cheeky little red to have through the weekend at home, if you're not out every day, let's go to Central Victoria. Let's support our wineries when we get an opportunity to travel again. And I like this little Seppelt Schallenbach. It's C-H-A-L-A-M-B-A-R, Seppelt Schallenbach. Comes from the Great Western little district there, which make beautiful wines, and Heathcote.
They are magnificent, those Great Western wineries.
What is it? Schallenbach, is that the name of it? Is that the sort of the wine?
That's the name of the wine, but the winery Seppelt.
Schallenbach, that sounds, is that French for something, George?
It's named after one of the mountains down there, I think, one of the areas down there, so I'm not sure if the origins are French.
Okay.
But it's a lovely savoury Shiraz, which we often talk about from Victoria.
Nice.
And I think it's a nice wine, especially in the warmer weather that we're getting.
And what about, could you do a spatchcock the same way as this roast chicken too? That's coming through loud and clear on the temper text this morning.
You can use a slimline can. You can basically cook anything that's a bird like that. The trick is that you're getting the moisture on the inside and the heat on the outside, so you're locking in the juiciness from both ends, and it's just wonderful.
I sent you a photo of the prawn saganaki last weekend. What did you think? What was your immediate thought when you saw that come through?
I think it was like your promo photos. I think it had been photoshopped. It actually looked very, very good.
He took it straight out of a Jamie Oliver book. That's where he did. And then he claims it is his own.
Yeah, no, he did well. I think he might have sent you the same ones, Gary, but he was flexing about how he made it better, and I trust he would have.
I sent him a duck consomme I made and got no feedback from him at all.
It was Daffy Duck, that's why.
Someone says you can get a special beer holder for that technique that you described, the cooking the chicken.
Yeah, you can actually get online and you can buy it at one of the cooking supply places or go to a shop that sells that stuff. And yeah, it holds it upright a little bit more and there's no risk of it toppling. But if you're careful, you can do it without it. But if you really want to do this regularly, get yourself one of those little holders. They're not expensive.
Absolutely magnificent, Georgie. On this Freedom Day, you've got a big day ahead of you, so a little glass of water in between just to keep yourself nice and tidy. I don't want you rolling into the Auburn Hotel at 6 o'clock and just making a bit of a mess of yourself.
And don't go blaming your dicky knee when you can't stand up later in the day either, Georgie.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thanks for the concern from you too. Very sincere.
Georgie Samios, he's a superstar. His recipe will be up on the socials later this morning. Give it a go. That sounds an interesting way to cook a chook. He was here for the new Kia Niro electric SUV range, which has just landed. Bruce McAvaney is going to join us out of 8 o'clock.